Today is National Indigenous Literacy Day, and it's been marked by events right around the country. A number of book launches started the celebrations this morning, with the unveiling of several stories written by young Indigenous students under the guidance of senior authors. One such book is Shallow in the Deep End, written by students from the Tiwi Islands with help from South Australian author Jared Thomas. He spoke to reporter Luke Radford earlier, live from the event in Melbourne.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about this morning's event in Melbourne? How did it go?
Yeah, it was brilliant. So we were launching the Great Book Swap as part of Indigenous Literacy Day, and we're also launching the book Shallow in the Deep End that was written by students of the Tiwi College with assistance from me.
Yeah, Shallow in the Deep End has quite an interesting sort of creation story behind it. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about it and how it came about?
Okay, so we were in the Scholastic office in Sydney, and we started talking. We had a week to put together a story, and we started to talk about some of the things that happened in the Tiwi Islands. And with the Tiwi Islands, it's incredible, the just life and culture and people on the island. And the girls started to tell me about a buffalo called Shallow, and Shallow's mate Bruno, who's a dog, and how Shallow thinks that it's a dog. So, yeah, that started the beginning of that particular story.
So it's based on a real-life sort of event up there?
Yeah, that's right. So based on a little girl who did have a water buffalo as a pet.
You've been an Indigenous author for quite a few years now. Are you seeing an increase in sort of the amount of Indigenous authors moving into the sort of industry?
I think there's always been a lot of Aboriginal people writing, and pretty much shortly after colonisation, and you know, particularly in the last 30 years, and a lot of people writing autobiographies and particularly poetry. I think the difference is publishers are starting to seek out Aboriginal stories more. And with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, for example, we know that where there's relevant resources for kids, there's more chance of engaging and learning, which of course leads to employment and better health and well-being.
So you're saying there's more demand for Indigenous stories?
There's a lot more interest. And the interest isn't only coming from Aboriginal communities and people. It's coming from non-Aboriginal Australia and international audiences. So, for example, the week before last, I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, at the Edinburgh Writers' Festival, where there was a great interest in Aboriginal stories. And I've also, been fortunate to go to other festivals in the US and throughout Asia, etc., where there's an interest as well.
The Close the Gap report is saying that Indigenous education standards are improving. Is there any way of measuring whether Indigenous Literacy Day is having an impact on these improvements?
One of the ways that we can see it, so the anecdotal evidence, is that kids and families are just enjoying reading a lot more. And with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, it has a Book Buzz project, which is where parents get to engage with their babies and learn literacy development skills. There's also book supply, so there's been over 200,000 books provided to 250 communities. And then communities are writing books about their own communities and sometimes in language. So we can see that Aboriginal families and children are engaging a lot more in reading and writing, so the enjoyment. And then through that, we know that there will be definitely literacy improvement.
Jared Thomas, author and ambassador for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, he was speaking to The Wire's Luke Radford. And those Indigenous Literacy Day events took place around the country today in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. And you just heard from one of the authors involved, Jared Thomas.